We are going to continue the hour by heading to campus. First day of classes coming up on Monday for UNC. A lot of excitement in the air, a lot of change, a lot of new stuff. And that includes UNC Campus Police, which has a new police chief starting this fall, Brian James, who is joining us right now over Zoom to chat about the new position. Chief James, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the position and plans for the fall, tell us about yourself. Who are you? What's your background?
So I'm originally from Greensboro, North Carolina. I was born and raised, went to the school system there in Greensboro and Guilford County, graduated from North Carolina A&T, and right after graduation, got into law enforcement. And so I worked at the Guilford County Sheriff's Office for about 2 years. And I was at the Greensboro Police Department for over 26 years, working a number of positions and ultimately becoming the chief of police my last approximately 2.5 years at the department. So native North Carolinian, absolutely just glad to be here on campus and thankful for this opportunity to serve UNC.
I know it's an exciting time getting into the fall semester, just starting in a couple of days. What are your plans for the fall, and what are you and the department doing right now to get ready for it?
Well, first and foremost, we want to make sure we're accessible to the students, faculty, and staff. We want to make sure we start out by building those great relationships. I believe that policing anywhere is really founded on your relationship with the community that you serve. So we're going to try to find some creative ways to connect with the campus. We certainly want to make sure that we provide safety first and foremost, but I believe the best way to provide that safety is having an open line of communication, because the students, the faculty, the staff, they're the ones that are here. They're the ones that live here, work here, and they certainly know a lot of things that we don't always know as police. And certainly with over 30,000 students and approximately 16,000 employees, they certainly outnumber us. So we need to have those great relationships so we know what's going on campus and ultimately help keep everybody safe.
Speaking with new UNC Police Chief Brian James, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's certainly been kind of a running thing with regards to UNC Campus Police, especially in the last few years. Just a lot of sometimes miscommunications and just a lot of mistrust that's built up over the last few years between campus police and the student community in particular, and like the campus community kind of writ large. So what specifically is in your plan to address that? What are the next steps for you?
So certainly coming in, what you just mentioned, I'm certainly aware of some communication issues. And we have to look back and see, examine it, see what happened, see what mistakes were made, see what we can learn from that. But what I have done throughout my career in law enforcement, I go out in the community and I'll have those difficult conversations with people talking about the topics that may not be comfortable to talk about. And I think we have to be open and transparent, even if the answer is not necessarily what everyone wants to hear. We certainly have to be honest and open about what we do. What I would like to do is just really create a better understanding about what we do to keep the campus safe, because oftentimes we are doing things that the public may not understand. And I believe that if we have those conversations in advance, then we build a relationship. We also create some understanding, and we also create an opportunity to communicate maybe after an incident, and we still have that relationship where people are willing to sit down and talk to us.
How many of those conversations have you already had, and how have those gone?
Well, I came in, I've only been here just over a month. I started on July 1st. So far, obviously the student body is not necessarily back on campus, but I have had an opportunity to speak with a number of people amongst the staff and faculty to talk about what our plans are going forward, what I'd like to do throughout the campus. And quite honestly, I want to create as many opportunities for the department to have conversations in times when things are calm. I always say this, you can't create a relationship in the middle of a crisis. You have to have those conversations when in periods of calm. And we certainly want to go out, not just me, but members of the department want to be able to have those conversations with our student body, as well as our faculty and staff.
I've been on this job for 10 years, and I keep bringing up this this conversation that I had with the mayor of Carrboro several years ago when the water system was shut down in Chapel Hill, Carrboro over the weekend, and we were kind of debriefing on it afterwards. And she said we had to send the, we were trying to get channels of communication out to everyone to let them know that the water that was coming out of the taps was not safe to drink this weekend. We had to send police officers to people's doors and knock on them. And it was just an eye-opening kind of reminder that you have to, like you said, you have to have that trust relationship built up during the non-crisis times, because if you don't, then during the crisis, you send the police to the door, people won't answer, and then they won't know, right?
That's true. It's absolutely impossible. When you're in the middle of a crisis, obviously, you're trying to do things that are in an urgent way, you know, because it's an emergency situation. So if you don't already trust me, then it might be harder for you to for me to communicate with you and get you to do things in the best interest of safety.
Speaking with new UNC Police Chief Brian James, looking ahead to the fall, we've been talking about kind of establishing that relationship with the campus community. What are your other key concerns when it comes to public and campus safety?
Well, certainly throughout the country, as we talk about violent crime and various incidents that have happened, we certainly want to make sure that the campus is safe, but also we want to make sure that the campus remains a great environment to be in. We are an open campus. We certainly want to allow people to express themselves and allow everyone to feel safe and included on campus. But at the same time, we have to maintain safety. And so we want to make sure we create a balance, whereas we are safe, but not in an overbearing way. We certainly want to make sure that we're prepared from a standpoint of, if we had a true emergency, that our department is equipped to respond. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we are open and accessible to the people that we serve. And again, I keep going back to relationships. We got to make sure we maintain those relationships so that people understand what it is we do and how we do it.
How do you accomplish that? Like a campus that's both open and accessible and also secure?
I think by being visible on campus and what I say, not visible in an overbearing way, but when I say visible, being visible and accessible. So for instance, if an officer is out on patrol, and they have an opportunity, you know, if they're not on a call, if there's an opportunity to get out of the car, maybe do some foot patrol, have some conversations with students, if that's possible. What that does is it gives our officers an opportunity to get to know the students and the faculty, but it also gives the students and faculty and staff an opportunity to get to know us, to get to know that we're human. I heard somebody, were referring to an officer by their first name, you know, and they call officer so-and-so, which what that does, it lets me know that that officer has made an actual connection with someone. And when they're referring to that officer by first name, that's their officer. That officer patrols their particular area. And that's a good thing that they have that relationship, because it lets me know that some good work has been done and that there may be some trust there, hopefully.
The difference between a city police department and a campus police department, is it really significant? Do you see a big difference at all?
It is significant. What I'll say is that when you're dealing with a municipality or a city, you're dealing with a wide range of neighborhoods and even just geography. The campus is smaller geographically, but it's very diverse. And actually, when you talk about number of people, I'd say in a much smaller space, you're still having to deal with the concerns around safety and making sure that you have a connection with the community. So I think there are some things that cross over as far as community and safety, but as far as an operation, it is very different from working in a city. And it's a more, I would say it's a more personal relationship, which I like, because I think that in this particular position, I'll have an opportunity and the department has an opportunity to get to know the people that we serve a lot better versus working in a larger city where you don't necessarily always get an opportunity to get to know everyone.
Speaking with the UNC Police Chief Brian James, got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, final thoughts heading into the fall semester, other plans in the works for you?
What I'd say is that I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to meet the students as they arrive on campus, obviously a new group of freshmen that are coming in as well as upperclassmen. But I want to just say that this is a great place. It's a great opportunity for everyone, for me included. And I'm happy to serve UNC and the broader community. And I want to make sure that we are the kind of police department that our campus is proud of, and a police department that our campus feels is confident in.
UNC Police Chief Brian James, thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to meet you over Zoom, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you in the future. Have a good semester.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.